Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Iran's state television is saying that OPEC countries have decided to hold an extraordinary meeting on falling oil prices in Kuwait in February. Today's report quotes Iran's OPEC governor as saying the organization is planning to hold a regular meeting in March, but he says the trend of oil prices calls for holding a meeting a month earlier. The exact date and time for the meeting is not fixed, and members of OPEC have not yet received a formal invitation. Meanwhile, the dollar rose today, boosted by increased expectations of interest rate cuts by major central banks and news of a planned U.S. stimulus package aimed at addressing the global financial crisis. U.S. President-elect Barack Obama seeking as much as $310 billion in tax cuts is proposing that about 40% of the package, worth up to $775 billion, be in the form of tax breaks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 89.22 is down 111 points. The NASDAQ 1606 is off 25.84. And the S&P 500 is at 920.33, and it is down 11.47.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year, Dave. And we start out the new year with some rain across the growing areas of South America. They did have some lingering showers that produced up to a quarter inch of precipitation for the area from central Cordoba into Entre Rios in Argentina. Greater rainfall occurred in the cotton areas, the far northwest. Most grain and oilseed areas experienced net drying through the weekend, and temperatures started out mild, quickly turning warmer. The precipitation is expected to move around a little bit in Argentina over the next week to 10 days. Most concentrated precipitation for the country has been moved to Tuesday through Thursday of this week, where it looks like about two-thirds of Argentina will get up precipitation in the amounts ranging from generally a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, and some local areas could pick up in excess of an inch of rain. Overall, Argentina is expecting the erratic rainfall that will benefit some areas far more than others. The situation should lead to improvement in crop moisture, but without a good general soaking of precipitation, Argentina will continue to have pockets of significant dryness, and that dryness has affected at least the production of wheat and likely the corn and soybeans there. As far as Brazil goes, it looks like rain fell in nearly all of Brazil's summer crop region at one time or another through the weekend. Greatest amounts from eastern Rio Grande do Sul through São Paulo into Minas Gerais, as well as southwestern Mato Grosso do Sul. Portions of both northeastern and southwestern Mato Grosso also picked up rainfall, amounts of 1 to 2.5 inches common, with several locations picking up more than 2.5 inches of rain over the weekend. With the precipitation that has occurred and what is expected this week, it looks like the Santa Maria, Rio Grande do Sul areas, that's near the southern fringe of the most important crop areas, will pick up greater than an inch and three quarters of rain, but the remainder of western and southern Rio Grande do Sul received a minor amount of rain generally under a half inch. The forecast does remain supportive of mainly good crop development in Brazil over the next week to 10 days. Southern and western portions of the nation will dry out, but not anticipating any critically dry conditions before the next wave of rain pushes into the area, and the time frame for that looks like the end of the work week and into the weekend. Timely rain during the weekend and a possible second rain event that is expected around the middle of the month would support good crop development in much of southern Brazil, even though subsoil moisture might stay on the low side. Western Rio Grande do Sul will get some needed moisture this weekend, and that would help to curb the driest conditions in and across the region there. As far as the Midwest weather, no major weather systems coming in. Some light precipitation is expected in the beginning of the week with a system that's moving up from the southwest, and towards the weekend another system that is expected to push in with a little bit of light snow for Illinois and Indiana over the weekend, but no major precipitation and no major outbreaks of any Arctic cold. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, March wheat opened at 633, down a half. Last trade down 11 and three quarters. May, 644 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade unchanged. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 613, up two. Last trade down 11. May, 626, up two and a quarter. Last trade down 13. July, 635 and a half, up one. Last trade down 10 and a quarter. December of 2009, 669 and a quarter, down five. Last trade down 11 and three quarters. March corn opened at 412 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade down five and three quarters. May, 422 and a half, down a quarter. Last trade down six and a quarter. July, 432 and three quarters, down three and a quarter. Last trade down six. December, 456, down a quarter. Last trade down five and a half. January beans opened at 970, unchanged. Last trade up one and three quarters. March, 979 and a half, up two and a half. Last trade up one. May, 994, up five and a half. Last trade up one and a quarter. July, 1002 and a quarter, up two and a quarter. Last trade down one. January soybean meal, $300.10, down 90. Last trade down 180. January soybean oil, 33.51, down 7, last trade up 19. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
From a technical standpoint, last week on the Wednesday and Friday sessions, soybeans tried very hard to reach a resistance and push through a resistance point around 993 and a half. Is it going to get that job done this week?
You know, if we miss the rains in Argentina, we might be able to do that. But my technicals are telling me we're so overbought in this market, Dave, that we're due for a nice setback is what they're telling me. I think that we've been overbought for a fairly consistent time period here over the last 2 weeks, really. And I guess I kind of think that we're starting to run out of gas a little bit here. And with the rains that fell in many parts of South America over the weekend, with more forecasts as we move through this week, they may be playing somewhat of a game. And that may be what we were looking at last night, that they like to see the rains hit. But overall, I'm going to tell you, by the time we get to week's end, we're going to have a much smaller dry area down in South America, and stuff is going to look a little bit better down there. And on top of that, you've got the dollar has broken out to the upside. It's been under pressure and then tried to come back last week and ran into a consolidation phase. Now it's broken out of that consolidation to the upside. That certainly does not bode well to an already very dismal corn export program. I think our bean exports probably continue, with China continuing to be in the lion's share of the buyer there. And then the one unknown that I don't think any of us have a good way of answering right now is what's going to happen with the fund reallocation here after the first of the year. There's at least a certain segment that feels like we're going to see significant selling in corn and beans and buying in wheat as these funds try to rebalance their positions. So I'm going to say we're going to struggle to try and get up through that resistance area on this trip. We may get there here down the road, and I actually think that we will get there down the road. But I think for the near term, we're fairly overbought and we're due for a setback.
Is that resistance area then going to push prices downward? Where, 925? Is that an area you're looking at?
I think that would be a solid area to try and get back to. That'd be a reasonable correction in this market. And then at that point, I'd be getting long calls if it was me and being ready to sell some stuff on the way back up. Because I still think you trade over 10 bucks. I'm not going to say you're going to make a run at 12 bucks, but I think you'll trade back over $10 and probably approach the $11 mark is what I'm looking for.
Let's go ahead and get your calls then for this morning.
I think you're going to end up being beans a little bit easier as we start, probably down 2 to 3 cents as we get started. The corn is going to be in line with the overnight. It'll be down 4, 5, 6 cents. And the wheat is going to be the interesting one. I tend to think wheat's going to be down 10 to 15 cents today. Hopefully we don't have a tremendously ugly day today. We could have. But crude oil's come back. It was trading down earlier, and it's now up some. So I guess I'm thinking that we're just going to have a moderately lower opening here and then try and figure things out from there.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web at WILLAG.org.